following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back to Answers for Elders, everyone. I am here with a very special guest, Daphne Davis, from Pinnacle Senior Placements here in Greater Puget Sound. And we're very excited to have you on the program, Daphne.
Well, good afternoon, Susan.
You know, I am so excited about your company, mainly because I could go off on several diatribes about national 800 numbers that people call and they get into a call center and they're concerned about their parent. And all of a sudden, you know, they don't really know if they're doing the right thing. They don't know the questions to ask. They don't know what's available here in the Northwest. And a company like you is just amazing. And so, Daphne, tell us a little bit before we start, a little bit about what Pinnacle Senior Placements do.
Well, one of the things that I want to share with you is that I've got 17 years of working hands-on, face-to-face with families. And mm-hmm. Suzanne, I totally agree with you that doing this over the phone or via email or a fax machine just isn't as personal, because your loved one is very special and unique in their own rights through their whole life's journey. And so part of what Pinnacle Senior Placements does is allow for the personal connection mm-hmm. to really hear your story and your journey, and that we have the time to hear the nuances
right.
of who your family member is.
Right.
What's going on with them? Why are you even having to consider making a change in their support system?
Well, and you know, I lived that life, you know, taking care of my mom, and we agonized over that. You know, there's a part of you that always, you know, what doesn't want to interfere with your parent, and yet, you know, you see those warning signs. And I'm glad we're talking about that today. Of, you know, what's the affirmation that a family can say, you know what, I need to pick up the phone and I need to call Pinnacle, and this is why. So, what are some of the warning signs that you tend to see with seniors?
Suzanne, just like yourself, I too personally went through this journey with my father and helping him through the mm-hmm. disease processes of Lewy body and Parkinson's.
Wow.
And though I've had the professional experience and my family had heard, you know, some of the little nuances of my job for 17 years, my siblings and my mom were like, you're still the daughter.
Yep.
And so when you have the daughter hat or the family member hat on, it's very difficult to step away and kind of be professional. But mm-hmm. what Pinnacle Senior Placements does, and what Daphne and our staff does specifically for families, is to be that objective party, to be able to look into a family situation and say, you know, there's some signs that are going on. And some of those signs can be a sense of isolation, mm-hmm. that all of a sudden your loved one isn't talking as much,
mm-hmm.
or the conversation isn't flowing as freely, that their world is getting smaller.
Right.
Perhaps it's that you're starting to see some nervous survival mechanisms, maybe some laughter, maybe some things that are, you know, oh, Suzanne, I got that covered. And you come the next week to visit your loved one,
done.
And it's not done. And so there's those the ways that our loved ones and our elders, as they're aging in place, compensate for some shortcomings. And it might
sure.
not always be cognitive. It might be just ability or desire
or
depression.
And some of the things that I always look at is, all of a sudden, if mom's really been good at paying her bills, and all of a sudden the bills don't get paid.
Yeah.
Or they get confused, or double pay bills, or, you know, or just bathing, just, you know, every day, you know, what we call ADLs, activity of daily living. If those things are starting to slip, then it's probably time to intervene and get some professional care.
That's exactly right. Or you look at maybe what's still left in the refrigerator. You know,
oh,
if you've been
one.
Shopping for your parents and you still see the full dozen of eggs, and there hasn't been an egg in the morning or an egg salad sandwich or something like that, or something simple like the peanut butter jar hasn't been opened yet and it was a brand new one a week
mm-hmm.
ago. Those can be cues to you that things aren't as
they're
smooth.
Not taking care of themselves.
Yeah, that there's something slipping. And there's kind of a three-legged stool that I kind of draw to, and that's when you look at nutrition,
mm-hmm.
hydration, and the consistency of medication. And if any one of those three-legged prongs of the stool are off balance, it will affect the other ones as well.
Absolutely.
And so if you really pay attention to, again, that's hydration, how much fluid are they taking in? Very important for our elders to be getting a lot of fluid, more than you and I get. The other thing that's important, again, is the nutrition. If they don't have enough calories to metabolize, you know, their medications, mm-hmm. or to be able to stand up and not be lightheaded.
Sure.
All of those things can spiral into something else that may happen inadvertently. And then, of course, the consistency of medications. Depending upon what the disease processes are that are going on for your loved one, they can be more critical than others. But certainly working with your doctors and making sure that the consistency, the timeliness of taking medications is happening. And if that's starting to slip, or you find a pill on the floor and go, that one didn't get taken. It got dropped instead of ingested.
Right, right.
You know, those are little clues that you can start seeing with your family members.
Well, and I think the other thing, what you're mentioning, is a lot of family members are busy and they don't maybe notice the little things. So when you go to see your loved one or something like that, what are some things that you could, if you don't see your parent on a regular basis, what, I mean, right now, they're getting together for the holiday, or, you know, for family reunions or weddings or something like that before school starts. What are some things that, you know, you could say that could be really big signs?
Good question, because as an advisor that goes and works with family members, those are the things that I have to see all the time.
Right.
So I walk in and I'm observing everything that's going on around me. One of the things is just to be aware of what is their core strength like.
Mm-hmm.
How easily is it for them to stand up? Is it one or two or three attempts to get up from the dining room table at that
right.
family dinner?
Are they furniture walking?
Is
yes, what I call
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Are they hanging onto the walls? Are they, you know, and I don't want to take anything away from our elders and the full lives that they've lived. But many times when you start looking at ambulation or strength issues,
right.
it's very similar to that 2 and 3 year old that's learning how to be real stable on their feet. And so kind of get your mom's eyes or your dad's eyes on and
right.
be able to see, am I feeling like I need to lean forward, or, oh, I feel like I want to get up and help my mom because I'm not mm-hmm. sure she's steady. Or you watch someone, you know, bend over to pick up something that they've dropped, and you immediately have this gut-wrenching feeling like, oh, I need to get that for them.
Right.
Those are indicators of some issues of a fall risk, perhaps, or balance issues. And those are things that you, as someone coming in to visit, can just start to watch without needing any gauge of what was happening a month ago or a week ago.
Wow.
That's just today. Wow. How is their core strength?
And we are talking to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements here in Greater Puget Sound. Daphne, where do you, what's your area? Like, what do you serve? What areas do you serve?
So Pinnacle Senior Placements is strongest in King County, Pierce County, and Thurston County, with a little bit of support in Kitsap as well.
Mm-hmm.
Though I will tell you, in the 17 years of me doing this job, I have worked everywhere from Marysville to Olympia, and anywhere all the
happens.
Way out. Yeah, out to Squim and out to North Bend. So
I was helping a family in Philadelphia not too long ago,
yes,
so I know
so,
that story.
You know, when the family presents themselves and they need help, that's what Pinnacle is all about.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to help you through your journey, through your parents' life story, and not to have it stop when they
get ill.
And
here's the big thing, everyone. Guess what? The services of Pinnacle Senior Placements are free. You guys don't pay for anything. They get actually compensated by the referral of the actual communities or providers that they refer to. So to utilize their expertise, there's no downsides here, guys. It's all upside.
Yeah.
And it's important that we get a professional and somebody that can really identify professionally, like what Daphne does. She works with families every single day. It's something that's really important for you to take a look at and say, you know, step aside. And one of the things, Daphne, you really said, which really resonated with me, is the whole daughter thing. It's the mother-daughter dynamic. I know with my mom, initially when I was starting to take care of her, I was still the daughter. And I still always was the daughter. And you know, you should always be the daughter of your parents.
Absolutely.
And to have somebody to rely on like Pinnacle is so important. It's really important. Now, so what kind of things do you help families with overall? Obviously, home care you help with. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We function as an information post for our families. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of like a liaison between community services and the family. Rather than you having to, in the old days, go to the Yellow Pages or now go to the internet and just kind of throw a dart at something and say, well, I think I'll call them. I like the look of their ad. I actually have done some vetting for you. And so in-home care, that is certainly an area that is so appropriate for some people to
Absolutely.
Have kind of a stepping stone. I will say, though, for myself and for my company, one of our highest values is to have a care plan, a support plan that allows consistency of care and not multiple moves or adjustments to their
Amen.
Support.
Amen.
That is the number one thing.
And it's such a stressful thing on a senior. And, you know, that's something that with a professional like you, you're going to take a look at that senior's care plan and say, you know, you're going to take in all the factors, whether it's the financial piece, whether it's the health care plan, whether it's the interests. Obviously, we'll factor in if you have interests. Let's say you love music and you want to perform music. There's a lot of communities that are musical if they're going to that level.
That's right.
And I think that's the key of understanding those types of little nuances about every community and every provider.
That's where you're actually, you know, paying attention to the little details. And that's what helps in having a continuity of care where a journey is not interrupted and where mm-hmm. the quality of life and dignity, and most importantly, the sense of safety mm-hmm. is available from the get-go and building the relationship of trust.
And the beauty is, families get to stay families.
That's right.
You don't have to turn into the drill sergeant with your parent. And that is not good. And
no,
it's like
well
I always stated. I always talk about the fact that you should never parent your parent. And a lot of times when this transition comes up, your parent is going to be resistant primarily because the dynamic between you and there's that fear of the unknown. Somebody like Daphne can come in and help them understand what is to be, you know, what to expect.
That's probably one of my premier things that I do is loosely said, kind of play the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no vested interest. I have no 50-year, 60-year relationship with this person. And I can be unbiased and objective and really listening to what's important to your parent, what's important to you as a family, what's going to make the whole transition as smooth as possible in listening to their heart. That's what's important.
I love that.
That's what's important.
Daphne, how do we reach you?
You can reach Daphne Davis, Mike Casper, and our whole staff at 855-734-1500 is one avenue of reaching out to us. But we also have a website at PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.
Daphne, thank you so much for being on the program, and we look forward to having you again soon.
Sounds great to me.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.